This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The weather in Park City, Utah today is 29 degrees, partly cloudy with a chance of money movie deals and plenty of buzz. The 10-day indie movie extravaganza, otherwise known as the Sundance Film Festival, is about halfway through its run. And notice I said film festival. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that given the growing number of television series showing up there, the festival might have to consider changing its name.
So who let all these TV people in? Here's Brian Steinberg at Variety.
It's a gradual evolution that's being spurred in part by a bevy of new companies involved in streaming video, Netflix, Amazon, and the like, that are looking for original content.
They're not the only ones. HBO, CNN, the broadcast networks, they're looking too. For high-quality series, documentaries, edgy comedy, stuff that isn't getting bankrolled for the big screen but can hold audience on smaller screens. Entertainment author and blogger Jim Hill points to the Stephen King miniseries 11/22/63 about the JFK assassination that Hulu showed off at Sundance.
The concern at the studio level is because it was a period drama and kids today don't know JFK from LOL, you know, we're not making that movie. But on the other hand, from a Hulu's point of view, the fact that it was a complex story that couldn't be told in 2 hours of screen time, that made it ideal.
Or take Netflix's four-part documentary on comedian Chelsea Handler.
What do you think about sobriety? You
boring. Know? Yeah. I am really my dog's like so judgmental.
Provocative for sure, and it doesn't hurt to have Sundance's stamp of approval. Media writer Stacey Kramer says there's more and more crossover these days in the film industry. And when you add in TV at a festival like Sundance,
you add this excitement level and this other pipeline of money and creativity.
And it's that pipeline that brings so many players to Sundance in the first place. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.